Welcome to the Chew on This podcast, the show with lifestyle recipes to help you feel younger, more energized, and in the best health of your life. This is Candy Morehouse, your coach for eating well and living naturally, with today's episode of Chew on This. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Chew on This. It's Candy Morehouse, your hostess. And I want to let you know about a new series that I'm going to be starting with this episode today. And we're going to look at some of the more popular diets out there today that you may have tried or you may not have tried, but you just had some questions about. And you're trying to figure out what is going to be the best diet for you to go on to get healthy, maybe lose a few pounds, whatever your goals may be. There is likely to be a diet that has been devised that's going to help you get to those goals, to reach those goals, and to do so in a healthy manner. Not every diet is alike or is made the same or is even targeting the same type of person. We're all different. We all have different needs. We all have different desires. We all have different types of eating habits and lifestyles. So finding the right diet, it can be very difficult. That's why I try out some of these diets for you, to let you know what my success or failure rate has been with them. So far, I've tried the low-fat thing, I've tried the low-carb thing, I've tried just eating healthy in general. I tend to eat lactose-free, dairy-free, sugar-free. Those things, I believe, are going to help anybody. Especially the sugar-free. Nobody needs sugar. And for many of us over the age of 50, we tend to be lactose intolerant. And there's no reason that you need to have dairy products. You can do without them. But that being said, if you are like my husband and you're used to eating cheese and drinking a glass of milk with every single meal, a diet that tells you that you can't have any dairy products is not going to be the right one for you. And that's why I want to start this series and go over those diets. So today we're going to focus on the paleo diet. Chances are you have heard of the paleo diet, and the basic premise behind this one is that us modern human beings should only eat the foods that our ancestors, the hunter-gatherers, back in the caveman days, the foods that they were able to find and eat. Okay, these are foods that they were able to obviously put over a fire and cook because they had already had fire, but they were living in a society that was not yet agriculturally developed, so they didn't have things like flour. They didn't grow wheat and make flour out of it. They didn't have sugar products. They didn't have cane sugar available. So in a basic, in a very, very basic term, the paleo diet focuses on those foods that were readily available to our caveman ancestors. And that's what you should be eating now. The theory behind this is that back in the olden days, we could pretty much eat, and I mean really olden days, we're talking caveman days, we could eat pretty much anything and be healthy. Of course, those people didn't live to be a very ripe old age either, did they? But the reasons that they died young were based on other things, I believe, so not necessarily on their diet. But now, us, especially the Western Hemisphere in America, we have really bad diets. Our diets are based on things like fast food, sugar, deep fried things, flour-based items, lots of dairy products that are not necessarily very good for our health. So the whole premise of the paleo diet is to get rid of that Western diet, go back to the ways of the ancients, and it's supposed to have some very good health benefits. And it does. I think that most people who go on the paleo diet and are able to stick with it have found that they do lose weight, they do feel better, and they generally live a healthier lifestyle. So let's go a little bit more into what the paleo diet is. What you can eat on the paleo diet in abundance is lean protein, although bacon is actually included in most people's diets when they are doing the paleo diet. So that's not a lean protein, but I know a lot of people on the paleo eat a lot of bacon and sausage and things like that. Vegetables, unlimited, fruits, nuts, seeds. What you are not supposed to have is processed foods, sugar, dairy, and grains, including cheese and butter. Although some versions of the paleo diet allow you to eat a little bit of cheese and butter, you want to be low carb, so although vegetables are included in the paleo diet, you want to stay away from things like potatoes and sweet potatoes and other carb-heavy vegetables. Another thing that is not included on the paleo diet is legumes. So no beans, no peanuts, no peas. That's one of the problems I have with this diet, is that those are all very, very healthy foods for you, including the potatoes, the legumes, the sweet potatoes, all very healthy. With a paleo diet, you're going to end up eating fewer carbs, more protein, and fewer calories. At least that's the whole idea. If you follow a paleo diet day by day, meal suggestions, plans, they're going to be fewer calories probably than what you're eating right now. Higher on the protein side, lower on the carb side, lower on calorie side. This has been proven to have some positive effects on things like heart disease, cholesterol levels, blood sugar, blood triglycerides, blood pressure. Those are all good things. Should you try the paleo diet? Let's think about this. If you're someone who really loves their dairy products, a cheeseaholic, likes milk like my husband, the paleo diet's probably not going to work for you. Even though you can have a little bit every now and then sometimes, if you're really a cheeseaholic or a milkaholic or ice creamaholic, this one's probably not going to work for you. You can maybe get there over time, but you're going to have a really hard struggle getting started with it. If you are used to eating a lot of carbs, this is going to be quite the wake-up call. If you like a lot of bread, potatoes, you like sugary foods, the paleo diet is going to be extremely difficult to follow. However, if you mainly like meat, if you are a big protein eater, if you like a lot of steaks, if you like a lot of varieties of vegetables, you'll probably do okay with this one. If you do not have a sweet tooth, I think that you can do this one really, really well. And to me, eating sweets and eating carbohydrates such as breads and grains and items with gluten in them kind of go hand in hand. If you quit eating bread and other associated types of carbs that are high glycemic index carbs, it's much easier to stop eating sugar. So the two things go hand in hand. If you're someone who really likes their desserts, try starting out by eliminating bread and then try to eliminate sugar from your diet. And usually that works better than that if you do it in those steps. And if the paleo diet is something that you would like to try, I would recommend that you start by eliminating the flour and the grains, the cereals and such from your diet. Then start eliminating the sugar from your diet, all forms of sugar, and you're going to be surprised where you're going to find sugar. If you look at labels on every item that you buy from the grocery store or market, you will find that almost every single processed, boxed, packaged food that you find in the grocery store has sugar in it. So you're going to have to start rethinking about the foods that you eat. Now, it is time-centric as well. If you're going to go on the paleo diet, to eliminate things that are your normal go-to, say sandwiches and a baked potato and a hamburger and french fries, none of that's allowed on your paleo diet. You could have the hamburger without the bun, but if those are the things that you normally go to and those are your quick fixes for lunch or dinner, you're going to have to rethink things. You're going to have to get in the kitchen and start making your own foods. You're going to have to rely on foods that are natural, healthy, more vegetables, more fruits, more proteins. Nuts and seeds are always good, but you can't have a cheesy sauce that goes on top of something. You can't have a biscuit to go with it. You can't have hash brown potatoes in the morning with your egg. There's a lot of things to think about. So this just gives you a little bit of an overview of what to expect from the paleo diet and just kind of give you a good idea of maybe if this is a good diet for you to try. And if you do, more power to you. Once again, what I have found with the paleo diet, as with other diets that severely restrict certain foods, especially carbs, is that they are very hard to stick to in the long run. You could probably do it for a couple weeks, a month, maybe even 2 months' time, and you feel really virtuous about yourself. Wow, I've really conquered this paleo diet thing. It's going really well. and then all of a sudden just crash and not be able to sustain it any longer, and you go crazy and you get a pizza and ice cream for dinner the next night. That's bound to happen. Just know that it is. So for a lifetime diet, I don't think the paleo diet is very sustainable. I could be wrong. There's always exceptions to the rule. There are some people who will be able to make it work for the long run. I'm not one of them. Chances are you're not one of them either. So just keep that in mind. It might be a good way for you to lose a few pounds, but when you stop the paleo diet, you can't go overboard the other way, because you will gain back all the pounds you lost, and then you will gain even more. So keep that in mind as well. And if you're going to start the paleo diet, there are tons of resources online. Just Google paleo diet and you'll be able to come up with a list of all the acceptable foods, all the non-acceptable foods. There's plenty of cookbooks out there, plenty of recipe sites that will give you recipes for the paleo diet. If you're ready to try it, go for it. I'll encourage you all the way. If you have any problems, let me know and I'll do my best to help you figure it out. As always, shoot me an email, candy@candysweetlife.com. Or if you are on my website, just click on the little link with the little Facebook icon on the top and connect with me on my Facebook page, along with all the other fans of Candy Sweet Life. Love to hear from you. Until next time, chew on this. Find tons of healthy recipes and a free infographic to help you ditch the deadly sugar habit at candysweetlife.com, or hit me up on Twitter at Candace Moore. And don't forget to always consult your doctor before beginning any new diet or exercise regimen.